A Swim Down Memory Lane, a UMass Farewell to Bob.
When you think about this season, when you think about everything we go through, when you think about the process, and the process is every single thing that we do during the year, from the first meeting to the last, from every practice, every single opportunity in the weight room, in the dry room, everything that we do, every time you get on the bus and go to the meet, every time you warm up, every time you warm down, everything that we do, you have to do it together. You have to become one.
She's got the best time right now this season in the Atlantic 10 in the 100 breast at 104.7, over a second better than anybody else right now in the conference.
And she's on pace to break that, Tim. Was only just over 31 seconds in the first two laps. And Staralsik turning for home.
She looks like she might have cooled her jets just a little bit there. She went out really fast for a dual meet. And she'll be close, but it'll she just wanted to make sure she got out for the win more than anything else.
And that she does. A time of 107.21. Second place again goes to the men and women, Megan Nowak. And in third will be Tavis Potter. So it's a 1-2-3 sweep.
The team has come together so well with a tremendous personality and attitude. It has been really fun working with this team in the first few weeks, but they are really ready to get into a meet. At this time of year, we've been 5 full weeks, no meets, so they're really excited, especially when we open up at home. So it's going to be a very good event on Saturday.
Welcome to retirement, Bob. One last hurrah. Cece here, and welcome to day 73 of the podcast. Hi, Bob. We are in for a real treat. We welcome Liz Lovejoy Aiken to the podcast. And Liz was one of my former teammates. She was a junior when I came in as a freshman. So we got to spend a couple years together. And I always remember looking up to Liz because she ended up getting really, really fast while she was on the team. And I remember her enthusiasm was just so contagious. And so there were lots and lots of good times with Liz. And as a treat, she and Meg and some of the other girls tried to bring back pranks. So after listening to so many of the older classmen's adventures, I would say, Liz really pulled from that inspiration and tried a few pranks themselves. So we'll share some in the interview, but we have some great memories. So let's go ahead and dive right in. We welcome Liz from the class of 2007 to the podcast. Thanks for joining us, Liz.
Yeah, you're hi, Cece. How are you?
Good, good. This is so great. We were on the team together, so we get to reminisce and hear all about your favorite memories of Bob. Let's hear them.
All right, let's see. I have a couple favorite memories of Bob. The first one was my freshman year. I had not been swimming that entire summer before, and I was just a walk-on on the team, so I felt like I really had to earn my spot. And we started doing something with stroke. I don't remember the set, but I started doing breaststroke. And Bob pretty much doubled over laughing at me, like on his hands and knees, and basically said, "You're never going to swim that for me. Don't really worry about it again." And from then on, I swam butterfly every time we did IMs in practice, and I just never did breaststroke.
Oh my gosh, how funny. Yeah, same here. I never really hit breaststroke either. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of embarrassing, but also funny to see how funny he thought it was.
So true, yeah.
And let's see, my other favorite memory, Bob, is probably going to make him mad because I'm sure he knows what it's about. But Meg and I used to play a lot of pranks on the team and Bob, and we used to like to take stuff. And one time we went to Bob's house and we stole a bench off of his front porch, just thinking that it was a bench and it was no big deal. Uh-huh. And it ended up being a gift for him.
Oh.
And he got really upset with us, super upset with us. We steered clear of Bob for several weeks and didn't really have any contact with him. And then we knew that we were back in his good side when we found a lane line like throughout the Red House in all of the rooms. He had brought a lane line and just stuck it in all of our rooms.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. That's so funny. I never heard that. That is hilarious.
Yeah.
I do remember the prank that you guys played with the covering the pool and plastic wrap.
Oh my gosh, that hurt so bad. We had to tread water for so long that the next day when we tried to get out of practice and it didn't happen, we just took off the cellophane. Meg and I were like, "But our legs, like, come on now," because we treaded water to put it up for so long. And we also got caught by somebody in Boylan.
Oh.
And we offered him brownies in return for him letting us stay and complete the prank.
Yes, yes. Oh my gosh. I do remember that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And what about the last one?
Let's see. My last really great memory of Bob, I think just how much fun it was for Bob to just tell us all of his stories that he had throughout the years. You know, every class wanted to be his most memorable class, and he always had a way to make you feel like you were the most memorable. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure that every class felt like that, not just us. And hearing all of his crazy stories from how the team started with really very minimal rules and kind of got more rules as time progressed and team got in more and more trouble.
Yes, yes, definitely. Oh my gosh, that's Bob. We were always delaying getting in the water if we could get a good story out of Bob.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as he enters retirement, I'd love to hear some well wishes for him.
You know, Bob, just thank you so much for all that you've done for me and everybody. Like I said in my last memory, you really had a way of making me feel like I was super special and really important. And that was just something that as a college kid, I really needed. I needed to feel valued, and you just had a great way to make all of these women feel pride and strength in themselves. And I just wish you a nice long rest that doesn't have as many shenanigans as you've had to put up with in the last several years. And, you know, thanks for everything.
Yeah, I echo the same sentiment. Thank you, Bob. And thank you, Liz, for sharing. It has been a lot of fun.
Yes, it has. And thanks for putting this together.
Yeah, yeah, totally.